Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Ambien.
Ambien, enough said.
I don't know what else.
There it is. You don't need really.
We're just going to get out of the way.
Yep. Ambien.
Ambien.
Yep. What happened? What'd you do?
Okay. Anybody on the phones yet? So in this world where, you know, I think society is getting more and more open to the idea of marijuana being legal and things like that. I want Ambien to be just something that you can just you can roll into a corner store. Yes. A little Flintstones Pez dispenser. It's like, man, I've been having a lame week. And just pop one and
magically.
Worst case scenario, I sleep.
That is true. Yeah, the worst thing that could happen, refreshing sleep.
Yeah, I sleep, I wake up well-rested, and I do better at my job. Best case scenario, I'm naked on top of Caesar's Palace in Vegas, and I don't even know how I got there.
There you go.
That's what we want to hear about with Ambien.
Ambien.
If you got an Ambien story that is option A, took some, got a great night's sleep, don't call.
But if it's epic,
we want to hear.
If you had to be told about it with video and stuff later, because you have no recollection.
So this could, you were just Facebook stalking or Googling this woman, Jackie Warner.
Yeah.
And she's on a Bravo fitness show, so she's right up your alley, right?
Yeah, but I love Bravo, but then she's fitness, so I kind of.
Well, but I mean, you also Facebook stalk fitness models.
All right.
The irony of it all is like.
What?
If you tried to date like a motivation. Fitness model and she wanted to get away from you, it'd be easy. Like, don't go. I'd chase you, bud.
Forget it.
So she crashed her car in West Hollywood. Mm. She hit a pole.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently when the police got there, she wasn't wearing pants.
There's that. And then she backs up into the po-po.
Oh, she did.
Just about crushing a deputy or something.
Now, she claimed she had a martini earlier in the day, and that was it. And she took an Uber out of there, and then she, like, took Ambien or something.
Yeah, I guess towards the end, she blew, like, a .08 or something.
But she's claiming her defense against this thing is that the Ambien made her sleep drive. And she's got a good shot at getting out of this because anytime we've even said the word
scary.
Ambien.
Scary how many people.
I don't get how you can perform an activity as complicated. I mean, not that driving is complicated, but consciousness is an integral part of it.
Yeah, it's in the manual.
It absolutely is. It says, wipers here, turn signals there, conscious.
Through most of the.
You should be.
Yeah.
But she's claiming she sleep drove.
But like you said, dude, we hear so many stories, so I don't know where that's going to play, how it's going to play out.
She woke up in the hospital, I guess, and had no recollection of driving.
Dang.
Am I getting some of the details wrong? There you are.
No, you're not. I was just going to say one of my favorite all-time stories that we've ever gotten when we've done the Ambien topic is a woman who baked herself an entire chocolate sheet cake and then drove 50 miles and woke up in her car eating a cake that she baked.
So and she knows that she baked it because it was in her pan.
Well, she didn't at the time, but then she got home and saw all the cake mix stuff there.
So she was eating cake 50 miles from home.
Yes.
So the cake is like a present to your waking up self.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
Kind of fun. Wow,
yeah.
Hey. This is cool.
And see, I couldn't make a cake when I'm like awake.
No way, right?
Oh my God, I love her. Some other dude said he made a cabinet while he was asleep.
And I guess it came out like awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a perfect cabinet.
This is my favorite one, though. This dude put up a photo of a receipt for $3,075.99 for golden Tibetan yaks.
They were the golden Tibetans, though, so he got a screaming deal on yaks.
He purchased Tibetan livestock because of Ambien. Are you kidding me?
Can you come get your yaks? Because like, they're kind of...
How do they ship them to you? Right. Do you even have the facility? Is there any background checks?
No, he had nothing.
We need to make sure you've got the proper facilities for the golden Tibetan. No, it's all right. If you got $3,000, we'll ship them to you.
That's
then it's on you.
Yes, that's what it was.
There's not, like, if I'm the operator at goldentibetanyak.net, right? I pick up the phone. It's 3 a.m. I'm like... Do I want the commission or do I just want to ask this guy the one qualifying question? Do you take Ambien?
Here's your yaks.
Never mind. $3,000 worth? Heck yeah, we can ship those to you. Then there was this one, and this one's probably one of the scariest ones. 911 received a call from a 75-year-old man at 2 a.m. screaming. He was freaking out that he had been in a plane crash.
Yeah, like screaming about
it. He said he was in a small cargo plane that was headed to Oregon when it went down. And the operator goes, are you able to safely get out? He's like, no, I'm pinned in. She's like, did you hit buildings or just into trees? He's like, in the trees. I'm in a field with trees. He claims he was in a plane with 3 other people who were not conscious. The operator says, are you able to look out the window? Are you able to see the wing where you're at? He's like, no, I can't see anything. They're looking for this guy. He imagined the entire thing because of Ambien.
That is wicked.
Now, I mean, I'd like to see him actually fly the plane, though. I feel like we got somebody who probably operated an aircraft on Ambien.
He just doesn't remember.
He doesn't want to talk to the news or anything, but he did say he's concerned about the side effects of Ambien. Now, I mean, we'll obviously take, anytime we do this, I mean... You got a Lunesta story or...
Yeah.
I don't know. What are the other sleep aids?
I don't need them.
So. No.
Not weak like the rest of you people. Okay. So.
For me, it's Maker's Mark. We should just do a day that's like Maker's.
That's enough said.
Same difference. Anyway, if you've done something wacky on Ambien, we'd love to hear your story. Lauren?
Yay.
Yay.
Ambien...
Took an Ambien, drove to my boyfriend's house, spent the night, went through his guard gate, because he lives in a gated community.
Okay.
Got home the next morning, and this was back in the days when everybody had water beds with big frames. There was a shrine of every candle in my house that I had lit with an empty bottle of wine and cork all over and don't remember one thing about it.
Whoa.
You lit fire. I will say this. The one time I've taken Ambien, I took it with wine, and it messed me up hard. I think 90%...
I don't remember drinking the wine.
Yeah, 90% of people's stories with Ambien is because they went off label.
And you didn't read either of the labels on either of the packages.
Correct.
But don't mix these.
I took the Ambien and don't remember... Like, I didn't open the wine until I was like... well into the Ambien zombie. And I've taken it for 30 years. Now I don't have any problem. It was just the first night I took it.
Jeez. And lit candles.
That's...
Yeah. And probably left them burning when I left my house and drove my car wasted on wine and Ambien to my friend's house, to my boyfriend's house.
Dang, girl.
But I was surprised I was alive. I still am.
Did you have relations with him when you got there?
I don't remember. I didn't ask.
That's...
I just, like, woke up the next day and was like, what the...
You didn't consent.
You are... That's one of those weird things where...
Yeah.
Like, you could have ended up in somebody else's apartment and you wouldn't even know.
Exactly.
Well, you had to... I had to talk to the guard at the guardhouse, and he had to call Mike and tell Mike I was there, and
you don't remember any of it.
None of it. It's like you know what you're doing, but you have no clue.
You know what it is? You got to do things that are like a muscle memory. Like if you've driven a lot, I think you can still do it. But if
apparently, I must have just been like, I can't drink wine. I must have been wasted. And if you could have seen the amount of cork that was all over my kitchen,
yeah. You can't open wine, it sounds like. Let's start there. Thank you for the call, Lauren. That's fascinating. Ambienness. Alex?
Yeah.
Ambien.
Yay. So I have a friend who is in the law enforcement field.
Okay.
Who has taken Ambien for years. They woke up one day for shift, got completely dressed, all in their tactical gear, everything, drove the 35 miles into work, has no recollection of it whatsoever until... they were sitting at the restaurant eating a burrito with the rest of their team.
Full tactical gear.
Like, Doesn't remember, like, the, what do they call, the roll call meeting? Like, nothing. Just all of a sudden, I'm eating a burrito, and it's like, hey, guys, how'd I get here?
Pretty much. And then, as it turns out, they scratched their car as well, and then ended up with a big, huge, hefty ticket, and ended up losing their license.
Oh, my gosh. All because of Ambien.
No joke.
It scares me a little bit that she had a gun and everything not knowing... I mean, if she'd gone out on a call,
right?
I didn't specify it was a girl.
Huh?
I said, I didn't specify it was a female.
Well, we're just assuming it's a girl. Men can't get affected by Ambien that way.
Okay. Well,
sure.
Wow, that's
creepy.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Like, but what's the test? You can't, like, as a sergeant go, are you really here?
It's
like, because they seem normal. When somebody's sleepwalking on Ambien, they... Other than the fact that they're sitting there eating a cake or doing, like, Melissa?
Yay!
Ambien.
Hi, I got kicked out of a mall for petting the clothes.
For petting the clothes?
Huh.
You're a clothes petter when you're sleepy?
Apparently, no, it just felt really soft, and then there was a sequin. Up and I just kept playing with it, and I guess I looked really creepy and was asked to leave. And this apparently was like a hour and a half like thing going on, and I don't remember one thing.
You don't remember, like, you took Ambien and thought you went to bed and you went to the mall?
Well, yeah, so we were the smart age of 19, and we're like, let's take Ambien and go to the mall. Had no idea what it would do. I've never even blacked out from drinking before, so that was my one and only experience with Ambien.
Petting clothes.
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of better things to do while under the influence of something. Thank you for the call,
really,
Melissa. Jackie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ambien.
All right, so my best friend and I were in New York, and we got kicked out of one of the really good strip clubs, Pita's.
Oh, yeah.
Because we ended up both on the stage, dancing with the gals and everyone around, and we got that little shoulder tap.
Hold on, you were on Ambien, you don't remember getting on stage?
Yes. They put us in the front row, so that was their problem.
So how much money did you get tipped out
of? Love to know how much you came back from New York with.
We took money from others, meaning that's why they kicked us out of the place.
Listen to you. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
It was my first time in New York, and it was absolutely amazing. And their fault putting us in the row, and we were just having a ball.
Ambien strippers got to be fun.
Right?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you for the call. Lynn?
Yay.
Ambien.
So... One summer a couple years ago, really hot, have the ceiling fan on, take some Ambien, go to bed.
Oh, boy.
Well, in my altered state, I'm thinking that this ceiling fan is spinning way too fast, and these blades are about to come off the ceiling and take my head off.
Yes.
You start tripping.
Yeah.
Oh, tripping bad. And I'm panicking, thinking, well, how do I get away from it? So instead of doing what a normal person would do and going and turning it off, I go downstairs to the garage and get a screwdriver. And I come back upstairs and I take all the blades off the ceiling fan.
You
and
shut your mouth. You did not really do that.
I did.
You dismantled it.
You killed it.
I dismantled it.
So you wake up the next day amongst the carnage of a ceiling fan and literally like a blender like up on your ceiling.
No, my ex-husband gets home from work and he's looking at the blades stacked on the floor. He said, what do you do? And I said, the fan was going to kill me. Said, it was what?
I had to kill it first.
Kill it, be killed, honey.
Yeah, you don't get it.
It drew first blood. The fan drew first blood.
That Hampton Bay fan.
Oh, my God. I love that you know ceiling fan manufacturers.
Right? I said, well, no, because if I turned it off, I think the government controls it. It would come back on and it would kill me.
Oh, my God.
Was that the reason you got a divorce? Was that when he realized you're full of crazy pants and he was like, maybe we should see other people?
No.
Something else. All right. You can call us back with that. You seem like you got some really good stories.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. Brandon. Brandon.
Yeah, yay.
Ambien.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, what's your Ambien story?
Yeah, so me and my college roommate decided to toss back a few drinks, went out to the 50-yard line of the football stadium, had a few more, popped some Ambien. I took off back to the house, apparently. His story got a little bit better. He decided that it'd be a good idea to get in his car, drive about 55 miles back to his parents' house. Along the way, picks up the phone and calls his mom screaming because there's so many dogs all over the highway. Apparently, every car that he saw was a dog, and he was running over these dogs, and they were running alongside him, and he's just screaming, freaking out, losing his mind. Doesn't remember the whole thing. He woke up the next morning in his parents' driveway and heard the story from his mom.
But he made it there safely, crashed zero times.
That's just crazy.
And
drove, 55-mile drive. Somehow, everybody's alive, and we're telling the story today. So
dang.
So. Why would you take Ambien? If you're having fun.
With booze. Hey,
let's end it now.
We're a couple stupid college kids. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Oh, my God. Awesome story, though. Thank you, Brandon. Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ambien.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, guys. My wife was pregnant with our second kid, and so she kind of knew what was going on. But we went to the hospital. She was in labor, but they gave her 2 Ambien and sent us home. Well, we go to bed, and for like 2 or 3 hours, she is in full-on labor on Ambien and doesn't even know what's going on.
Whoa, she's tripping.
I
hauled her butt to the hospital, and like a couple hours later, she has her son. And like that afternoon, she's like, "Well, what happened?" And she doesn't remember her
any of it.
She doesn't remember giving birth to your second child.
She kind of has moments that she remembers, but essentially, she was full on labor and didn't know anything.
It seems weird that doctors would give a pregnant woman Ambien, but I guess it must not go to the, it does all its damage in the host's brain and doesn't get to.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Wow.
No way, our son, he was slept for like a day.
Oh, really?
When he was born, he had Ambien in him too.
Was totally out.
You know, if I was a woman and I already had my first kid, every other kid, I would just have
to
be on Ambien.
Yes. Dude, it's like, right? Wake me up when I'm a mom. I saw it. Totally. Been there. Bought a t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the call, man. Becky?
Hi.
Ambien.
On my way to work one day, I took a couple of my medications that I normally take during the day.
Okay.
Went to work. Did amazing hair all day long, cutting hair, coloring hair. All of a sudden, I'm in the back room going, how did I get here? I had done hair all day long on Ambien.
No.
You thought you were taking some other pill, and you took...
You mohawked everyone's hair to you all day long.
Nobody complained. Nobody knew. I don't know how I did haircuts. I don't remember
That's
any of it.
Not possible.
That's scary.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like muscle memory. You're just doing things.
Yeah.
But this is like you're creating art with someone's head.
It's like a spiral perm on a dude.
Wow.
Absolutely nobody knew.
Wow. That is some scary stuff.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I must have taken one. And so I counted the pills, and I'm like, my God.
Oh, my God.
Pretty impressive.
That is awesome. Thank you, Becky. Alex.
Yay.
Yay. Ambien.
So I woke up handcuffed to an air marshal.
Jeez.
Yeah,
all right. Got to hear this.
I don't know if we have to hear it. I think. What did you do?
Well, first off, I'm scared to death of flying. Still am, but I had Ambien, and I took one, and just being all anxious and whatnot, it didn't feel like anything was happening, so I took a second.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, yep. So I'm staring off into space. Next thing I notice, people start kind of moving a little bit funny, and then I black out. And then I hear this from the air marshal that I was walking up and down the aisles of the plane just staring at people.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That's when the air marshal goes in, identifies himself. He's like, I've been anonymous, but now lay down here next to me. Wow, Alex. You still want to tell us the virtues of Ambien? We'd love to hear your stories on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.